It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today I'd like to pick up where we left off last time, as we were talking about the great changes that have come about in local churches today. I'm going to entitle this section of study to this, Purpose-Driven or Purposely Deceived, as our title for this section that we're looking at today. It's so sad that the pillars of the faith, the old churches that stood for the Word of God, that stood for Jesus Christ unapologetically, these churches, many of them, have gone by the wayside. They're gone, completely gone. If you'll remember the last time, I spoke about contemporary music doing things and bringing changes to local churches. I talked about several of the churches, how that things have changed. Now, you say, well, I don't think you should be talking about these churches. People need to be warned of these things so that we'll take a stand today so that it doesn't happen to those churches who are standing now for the Word of God. Well, I talked about several of the churches, how they have gone by the wayside and many of them have closed, and how that things have changed. And it changed at Highland Park Baptist Church. It changed at Landmark Baptist Church of Cincinnati and Bethlehem Baptist Church in Fairfax, Virginia, Temple Baptist Church of Detroit, Michigan. These churches were once pillars of the faith, but they have gone by the wayside. They thought that it would be better to trust in man-made schemes or entertainment of whatever you would call it, and they changed from standing on the Word of God to standing for the world. Now, one of the churches that I had attended was a member of, and the school is one of my alma maters. I attended Thomas Road Bible Institute and graduated from that school. At that time, Thomas Road Bible Institute was a part of Lynchburg Baptist College, which later became Liberty Baptist College. And in 1985, the name changed from Liberty Baptist College to Liberty University. You notice the name Baptist is gone? During this time, Thomas Road Bible Institute, during the time I was there, men and women of God were brought in to teach and preach the Word of God. Liberty University now has rock musicians coming in to entertain the students. When I was a student at Thomas Road Bible Institute, men and women of God were brought in to teach and preach the Word of God. When I was a member of Thomas Road Baptist Church, it was a fundamental, independent, King James Version, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching Baptist church. It is now an anything-goes-to-get-a-crowd Southern Baptist Entertainment Center. By the way, Thomas Road Baptist Church and Liberty University now have charismatics and homosexual sympathizers entertaining church members and students. God help us! There are many things that can be said, and as we think of how these churches have gone, sometimes we get discouraged. But I've got news for you. God's not finished yet. God is still on the throne and He's still in charge. And one of these days, I believe we're going to still see revival in this country. You and I, who hold to the Word of God and do what God wants us to do according to His plan and His message, those of us who stick to the Word and pray and seek God's face, I believe that we're going to see a great revival. But we need to keep praying, and we need to realize and keep realizing that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, God says, that anything is done for Him. It's by Him. It's through Him. Only by Him, not man-made ways of getting people saved. We can't save anyone. It's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by giving the Word of God out, telling people how to be saved through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, unapologetically, not compromising. It's by the blood of Christ that anyone is saved and goes to heaven. There are many ways a local church can be led astray. One way a local church can be led astray is to stray from the basic fundamentals of the Bible. We're witnessing a widespread collapse of separatism. When you say that word around some people, who have gone contemporary, they automatically, it seems that the hair on the back of their neck goes up and they say, oh, you separate from everybody. You think everybody's wrong. Well, might I say that they're wrong, because separatism is not at all that. It's not at all what they say. We're going to go out and tell people how to be saved. We're going to be separate from the world, not living like the world, act like the world, look like the world, smell like the world, and be like the world, but we're going to be as God has told us to be. And that's to come out from among them. Over the past 50 years, Fundamental Baptists have composed the largest part of those who proclaim standards for the Christian found in the Bible. Fundamental Baptist churches today, in general, are radically different in character from what they were when I was saved in 1972. What is happening now among many Fundamental Baptist churches is exactly what happened within evangelicalism in the 1950s. It is the rejection of separatism, separation. This means Bible standards. And they do that in favor of liberalism, anything goes, and so forth. When I was saved over 40 years ago, the major thing that distinguished Fundamental Baptists from Southern Baptists was biblical separation, separate standards. But that distinction is disappearing with the merging of philosophy among many independent Baptist churches and the Southern Baptist denomination. This rejection of separation is sweeping through Fundamental Baptist churches, and I am convinced that unless there is a dramatic change, more and more Fundamental Baptist churches and Christian schools will be adopting the philosophies of the new evangelical emerging church movement. Many local churches today are being overshadowed and replaced with what is called the purpose-driven church. Dr. Rick Warren stated on May 23, 2005 at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, he said the word fundamentalist actually comes from a document in the 1920s called the Five Fundamentals of the Faith, and it is a very legalistic, narrow view of Christianity. What fundamentals was he referring to? It seems that he's saying we don't need those things because they're legalistic and a narrow view of Christianity. Well, those five fundamentals, first of all, is number one, the Bible. That's the first fundamental that he's talking about, the Bible, to get rid of, we don't need. In other words, he's saying that it's legalistic and has a narrow view of Christianity. Can you imagine someone saying that? The Bible talks about, you know, we look at it and we read it and we know that it is inerrant. There are no mistakes. There are no mistakes in the Bible. Now, let me say this, that you'll find mistakes in the perversions, the so-called versions of the Bible. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." In Luke chapter 24 and verse 27, Christ did this. He quoted, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." This was Christ doing this. So, are the scriptures unimportant? Is the Bible important or not? Yes, it is. But Rick Warren uses about, I don't know how many different versions and perversions he uses and quotes from, but how is an unsaved person supposed to know what is right and what is wrong? I've heard some say, well, you Christians, you don't even know what Bible to use. Well, how am I supposed to know what's right and what's wrong? Well, I'll tell you how to know what's right and what's wrong. You stick with the tried and true, the proven Word of God, and I believe that it is the King James Bible. The Bible is inerrant. There are no mistakes, and it has full authority. Romans chapter 10 and verse 11 says, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Did you notice the word scripture? 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. "For the prophecy," that scripture, "came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Acts chapter 18 verse 28. for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. If you don't use the Scriptures, how are you going to show that Christ is Jesus and Jesus is the Christ? Psalm 119, verse 161, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." That's God's word. What is the Bible? It's the word of God. It's the Holy Scriptures. It's what God has given us to present to this lost and dying world. So the first fundamental that Rick Warren evidently is saying here is legalistic is the Bible. And the second fundamental is Jesus Christ. The Bible tells me that there was a virgin birth that took place. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35, it says this, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Well, let me stop there just a moment and say that those perversions that have that leave out that word virgin are perversions. That word virgin says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold," and they say, "Behold, a young woman shall conceive." Well, the Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." She was a virgin. She had never been with a man. The Holy Ghost came upon her, and we know that Christ was born of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. Matthew 1, 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused of Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Jesus Christ, according to what Rick Warren has said, well, that's just a fundamental that's unimportant anymore. The inerrant word of God, that's the Bible, the virgin birth. Well, that's not important anymore, he says. We see as we read on that Jesus was deity. He was given divine names, names that can only be given to God. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let me ask you today, have there been a time when you've trusted the Prince of Peace? Do you know him as your Savior? The Lord wants you to be saved. He doesn't want you to be confused. He wants you to know that he is the Savior. He wants you to know his Son as Savior. You need to ask God to save you today by saying, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't save myself. I believe that Jesus Christ came into this world. He is God, and I believe he was crucified, buried, and resurrected. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you were buried, and I believe you rose from the grave, that I could have eternal life come into my heart and save me today." If you'll pray something like that, mean it in your heart, get serious with God, and he'll get serious with you. Ask him to save you today, and you'll be on your way to heaven. Be serious with God. Trust him as your Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.